WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rice Higher Daily. Today we're diving into something super important: boundaries. You know those invisible lines we set around ourselves? Yeah, those things. They might not be flashy or exciting, but trust me, they're the secret sauce to a happier, more fulfilling life. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 with little to show for it? Like your time, energy, and even your sanity are being chipped away bit by bit? Well, chances are, you might need to work on those boundaries. Now, I get it, setting boundaries can feel awkward. It's not always easy saying no or asserting yourself, especially when it involves people we care about. But here's the deal: healthy boundaries aren't about being selfish or shutting people out. They're about protecting your well-being, respecting yourself, and creating space for what truly matters. Think of them like a fence around your garden that keeps things tidy, organized, and allows you to nurture what grows inside. So, let's break it down into 5 key moves you can start implementing right away. 1. Identify your needs. Before you can set boundaries, you got to know what you need. What trains you? What makes you feel stressed or resentful? Take some time to reflect on your values, priorities, and what brings you joy. Once you have a clear picture of your needs, you can start setting boundaries that protect them. 2. Learn to say no gracefully. This is a big one. Saying no doesn't have to be harsh or confrontational. You can do it politely but firmly. Try phrases like, "I appreciate the offer, but I'm not able to take that time right now," or "Thank you for thinking of me, but I need to prioritize my own commitments." Remember, your time and energy are valuable. 3. Communicate clearly and directly. Don't expect people to read your mind. When setting boundaries, be clear and direct about what you need. Avoid vague language or beating around the bush. For example, instead of saying, "I'm a little busy," try, "I'd love to catch up, but I have a deadline I need to meet this week." 4. Be consistent. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing. It requires consistency and reinforcement. Don't be afraid to reiterate your boundaries when needed, even if it feels awkward at first. Remember, people often test boundaries, so stay firm and true to yourself. 5. Practice self-care. Setting boundaries is ultimately about taking care of yourself. Make sure you're prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could include things like exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or pursuing hobbies you enjoy. When you're feeling good, it's easier to set healthy boundaries and maintain them. Now let me share a quick example. Imagine a friend constantly calls you late at night wanting to vent about their day, disrupting your sleep and evening routine. You might feel obligated to listen, but setting a boundary like, "Hey, I love hearing about your day, but after 9 p.m. I need my quiet time to wind down," can protect both of your needs. It's about finding that balance where you support each other without compromising your well-being. So there you have it, 5 key moves to create healthy boundaries and boost your happiness. Remember, setting boundaries is an act of self-love and respect. It's not selfish, it's essential for living a fulfilling life. Start implementing these tips today and watch how it transforms your relationships, your energy levels, and your overall well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you're working on setting in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to greater happiness and fulfillment. Until tomorrow, keep rising higher, friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.